Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Lauren L. of the High Desert here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's currently February 7th, 2016, 9:30 p.m. Thanks again for tuning in. Lauren L. of the High Desert is brought to you by growwithlaurenl.com. That's my own personal online marketing services. I provide services in social media outreach, email marketing, basic WordPress design, and putting up content, whatever it is, trying to reach your market and get the word out about your services or about you personally, I'm able to help with that. So if you would like to know more about those services, then please go to growwithlaurenl.com and you can email me directly through the website. I really appreciate it, and it's what keeps this show going, so get a hold of me. Lauren L. of thehighdesert.com currently has a writing position available. This is a paid position, and I'm not going to give much detail about it right now, but I just want to say that if you have great writing abilities and you enjoy attending local events and you have interest in crucial topics like energy or resource management, any kind of construction activity, then this position should be of interest to you. And if you would like more information, you can go to Lauren L of thehighdesert.com, click on the news link, and there will be a blog titled Paid Writing Position with Lauren L, or Paid Writing Position in the Morongo Basin. And you can read the specific detail there and get in contact with me. I look forward to meeting people who are interested in being desert stewards. That's the term I have coined because I do view LaurenL.com as a desert steward service to the residents of the Morongo Basin and to people all over the world who have interest in this part of the world. And it's not just me who calls LaurenL.Desert a desert steward service. It's people in the Morongo Basin as well. So this should be really great for you to learn about. LaurenL.Desert.com is always looking for sponsorship. If you are interested in getting your name out in the Morongo Basin or tapping into an audience that's interested in health, wellness, energy, and related topics, then please get in contact with me. I also have advertising opportunities available on my website. So if you would like to learn more about that, go to growwithlaurenl.com and email me there. And now I'm going to share with you some local history, and this is coming from a booklet published by the Morongo Basin Historical Society as well as the 29 Palms Historical Society. It's called the 100-Year Project 1910 to 2010. You can purchase this booklet at the Old Schoolhouse in 29 Palms. I encourage you to do so. It has a lot of great information. So this story is coming from the year 1951, and it's titled The Marines Are Coming, and here's what the article reads. The Marines are coming. These welcome words were received by a jubilant crowd of some 400 Morongo Basin residents meeting at the Adobe Hotel in 29 Palms. In October, Representative Harry Shepard, co-chairman of the House of Representatives Military Appropriations Committee, told the enthusiastic community gathering that the initial Marine contingent would arrive February 1st. Security precluded naming units and numbers of Marines. Shepard added that initial construction cost would be almost $16 million. Initial work already scheduled would be laying water lines and telephone installations. He also offered the information that the average monthly civilian and military payroll would be $833,333, or a total of more than $10 million for the first year. Colonel Claude Shipp, commanding officer of the 29th Air Depot Wing, thanked the community of 29 Palms for all the good things they had done for his men while they occupied the base. A reception was held for Representative Shepard and his party at the Smoke Tree Supper Club. That must have been such an opportunity for the community back in those days to have a Marine base established and ultimately bring more income out to the Morongo Basin. I know to this day, the Marine base is what draws a lot of people out to 29 Palms, obviously. I'm surprised when I hear more about the art community in 29 Palms, though, which I'll later be telling you about an event coming up regarding that. But so also what's interesting about the Marine base that I learned about recently was the Marine base's energy grid that the marine base basically produces its own energy. There's no power lines that cross over the base. I learned this at the Morongo Basin Conservation Association annual meeting that took place on January 23rd. And it was said at this meeting that the base actually serves as a model for communities in developing system on site. But the thing is that that's not what the base is about. It's not about energy and telling the community about its energy system. So it's good to try to find information about how they produce their own energy, because the base isn't going to go to the community and tell what that process is. So that was interesting to learn about. An event that I went to recently was an event at Desert Rocks Indoor Rock Climbing Gym in North Palm Springs. The event was actually an awareness event for KCOD, Coachella FM, which is a radio station based from College of the Desert in Palm Desert. That is the local community college in the Coachella Valley. And it's been there for a long time. I went to College of the Desert, got an associate's in business about 7 years ago, and it's just a great college. And this radio station wasn't there when I was a student, and I just remember really supporting establishing some kind of radio station or some kind of student-run music station. And so KCOD started a couple years ago. I remember hearing about it, and it just really has been successful since then. So this event in North Palm Springs was an awareness event for KCOD and to raise money for the radio station. And there were two live bands that played that were pretty good. They're local bands. And then there were DJs set up from KCOD, and they actually played a lot of great music. I was surprised how they played a wide selection of music coming from artists that perform at Coachella Fest down in Coachella. And at the same time, it was taking place at the indoor rock climbing gym. So if you paid a little extra, you got to actually rock climb, and it was just a lot of fun. You have a harness and shoes, and you're able to climb up walls, and there's all kinds of pulley systems available so that you can climb up higher elevation. And it was just a lot of fun, and I really encourage you to look into Desert Rocks because they're connecting with the community. This is the second event that I've heard of that they've done like this, and it was later at night as well. I didn't mention the date that it took place. It took place on Saturday, February 6th, started at 9 p.m., went until 12, and it was just really great. There were a lot of performances, aerial silk, hooping, and it had a really great atmosphere, so that was a lot of fun. Here are events coming up in the Morongo Basin. Here we go. This information you can find on my website, laurenelofthehighdesert.com. Just go there and click on events, and you can check everything that I'm telling you right now. So on February 8th, Monday, starting at 6:30 p.m., there will be a MAC meeting in Joshua Tree. This stands for Municipal Advisory Committee. This is one of my favorite meetings to attend every month because there's usually a meeting or a presentation given by a local representative of some agency or some kind of organization, whether it's a water agency, a county agency, or there was once a presentation given by a representative coming from a solar company that was proposing to build a solar project in the area. And so there's just always something fun at the MAC meeting. But just a little bit more detail about this. There has been a lot of concern about crime in the area. Crime has been reported on Facebook repeatedly for the past month or so, and it's really become a concern to citizens or residents in the area, actually. And even at the last meeting, it was such a concern that many people went up to the microphone to address the audience about it. So just a little bit about this particular MAC meeting. This message came from Tom Ziegert, who is the he's a Yucca Mesa delegate. So here's what he said: "It's time to address the concerns of our local constituents concerning the perceived rise in crime and prosecution here in the Morongo Basin. With the advent of social media driving either truth or rumor, it is time to address concerns by assembling a professional panel of law enforcement professionals to discuss and answer the questions many of us and our constituents have been asking. This will be the only item on the agenda except for normal housekeeping. Hopefully this will give us enough time for our panel to address each component of their particular expertise. With all the different areas of law enforcement present, it will give us a much better chance to address all areas of the legal process. Sheriff Captain Jeff Joling will kick off the event with a PowerPoint presentation. In order to keep the discussion moving in the interest of time and the audience will be asked to refrain from sharing personal stories or experiences. They will be welcome to contact any one of our professionals at another time. Below is a list of our panels, and I'm not going to say the names, but there will be a sheriff of Morongo Basin Sheriff of San Bernardino County, Deputy District Attorney, San Bernardino County, Supervising Probation Officer, San Bernardino County, Division Chief, San Bernardino County Fire, Chief Ranger, Joshua Tree National Park, Information Officer, California Highway Patrol, and those will be the speakers there. So this should be really interesting to gain a better insight about controlling local crime and investigating crime, because as he pointed out, there's been a lot of stories that have been floating around on social media. It's been really interesting. Social media has been a driving force in people sharing information right up to the point that it practically happens. So social media is so important when it comes to this, because the local news stations, it will take some time for them to confirm the stories and to really be tipped about the news and to be able to get it on the web. But Facebook, it's like instantaneous. People find out that their home had been broken into and they post it on Facebook. But again, as also pointed out, sometimes there's rumors, sometimes we don't know what the situation was. So that's the only downside with social media. But so this will be a time to bring these concerns directly to these representatives from these different departments. Again, that's all at the MAC meeting. The MAC meeting is always a lot of fun. On February 10th, starting at 5:30 p.m., there will be a lecture at the High Desert Nature Museum in Yucca Valley. This lecture will be about reptiles of the Morongo Basin. It is $5 to attend. Again, starting at 5:30. And this event is taking place, the next event that I'm mentioning right now. Let me see, I had just opened up the page and some information changed. February 12th, starting at 7 p.m., there will be a lecture at the Old Schoolhouse in 29 Palms, and this lecture will be about the history of the 29 Palms Artist Guild. And so I had referenced to this before. I personally am not acquainted with the history of art in 29 Palms, or really the Morongo Basin in general, and so this should give some insight about how art became such a popular activity here in the basin, as well as art gallery showings and art gatherings. And it's $5 to attend this, and it's just really great to learn this history. And finally, the Parade of Homes will be taking place on February 14th, starting at 10 a.m. This event is a lot of fun. I'm not going to get into the detail right now about this event, but if you go to my website, you can read more about the homes that will be viewing, as well as pricing. It is $25 per ticket, and this is a event to support a local group in the area, Reach Out Morongo Basin. And I went last year. This was a lot of fun. It was honestly my favorite event that I've been to in the Morongo Basin for the past year, to just be able to see people's homes in the area, really interesting, unique, fascinating homes, and to just have a little insight about what it's like living out here in the desert for some people, because I know driving along Highway 62 and driving into certain neighborhoods just right off the highway in Yucca Valley and Joshua Tree, there's typical homes, in my opinion, but when really searching around, there are some really fascinating homes in the area that have been designed by architects and artists in conjunction with contractors. So this is a really great event. Again, it's $25, and let me see where you can buy tickets. You can buy tickets at Artifacts Furnishings in Yucca Valley Chamber of Commerce, B1077, which is in Joshua Tree, 29 Palms Chamber of Commerce, and the Desert Trail Office in 29 Palms. the Reach Out offices in Yucca Valley and 29 Palms. You can call 760-361-1410 for more information. That's all I have for events, but believe me, there's more on my calendar. I'm just not going to cover them all right now, but go to laurenellofthehighdesert.com to learn more about events coming up. So other than that, I personally do not have personal events to report on, but I do brief through Facebook and try to see what's happening around town. I did come across a petition that is to stop NextEra's Joshua Tree Solar Farm at the High Desert Airport site. This has been a story that's been garnering attention for the past year, I would say. And there is an airport in Joshua Tree, the Roy Williams Airport. Let me just read the description for you. You can find this information on my Facebook page, Lauren L. of the High Desert, and read more about it, and you can sign it. 500 signatures are required, and currently 96 have been met. So here's what the petition reads. As residents and visitors to the community of Joshua Tree, we are strongly opposed to NextEra's industrial solar development on approximately 15 acres at the High Desert Roy Williams Airport site. Located in close proximity to the Joshua Tree National Park, these projects are highly visible, will not create lasting local jobs, and will have a negative impact on water resources, wildlife. This area is a wildlife corridor connecting the national park with the 29 Palms Marine Base and onto Mojave National Preserve. Air quality, the view shed, native soils, property values, tourism, and the local economy. We cannot accept that the necessity for renewable energy must be at the sacrifice of our beautiful desert and its surrounding communities. We support distributed rooftop solar in the built environment as the most environmentally, culturally, and economically responsible alternative that will replace the need for these destructive projects that endanger the environment and the well-being of our local community. Again, I'll be posting this on my Facebook page, and you can access it from there. And we'll stay tuned to see what is happening with the airport project. As I mentioned, it has been discussed for some time now. So here's some information that I came across on Z1077. They do cover quite a bit of the local news in the area. And so I'll cover some stories that I thought were interesting. The story was published on February 1st, 2016. It's titled Documentary About Black Rock Continuation School Gets Sundance Award, and here's what it says. A documentary about students at a Yucca Valley Alternative High School was named the winner Saturday of the Special Jury Award for Variate Filmmaking at the prestigious Sundance Film Festival in Utah. Directors Keith Fulton and Lou Pepe focused their film on the problems of three students at Black Rock High School. These three students, here's their names. It's focused on how their principal, Vonda Vineland, uses empathy to help them get through their family crisis and classroom problems. Variety says, as depicted by directors Fulton and Pepe, they're all inherently good kids interested in transcending their unhappy situations, but stymied in those efforts by lifelong social-emotional conditioning from parents and peers that's led to negative habits, perspectives, and attitudes regarding who they are, what they're capable of, and how to make something of themselves. The directors plan to screen their documentary at film festivals around the country for the next year before it will be shown in wide release. That stood out to me because I know it's a big topic in this area about youth involvement in development progress in the area. And so I always like to see into the education system, into school, what it's like for students, and to understand how students are impacted, what causes students to perform better in school and to become interested in their community. So I don't have the name of this film, but it is about the Black Rock Continuation School. So be on the lookout for that. This is another interesting story published on February 6, 2016. again coming from Z1077, and it's titled Desert Hot Springs Approves Fifth Marijuana Cultivation Operation. And here's what it states. Nearby Desert Hot Springs, missing industry, jobs, and tax revenue welcome the announcement that Calcan Holdings plans to build a greenhouse to grow 6,000 pounds of organic medical cannabis each year. The pot will go to the company's own Orange County dispensaries and others under a new state licensing system. Desert Hot Springs became the first city in Southern California to regulate and tax commercial medical marijuana cultivation in 2014, as the cash-strapped city sat on the verge of filing bankruptcy for a second time. The city has now approved five cultivation facilities with Calcan Project and has six others pending. The city of 29 Palms and town of Yucca Valley have banned all medical marijuana. Yucca Valley is set to propose a 1.5-cent sales tax to raise revenues. So this has been interesting for me to follow. Desert Hot Springs has been noted for taking a stand in marijuana cultivation in San Bernardino County and statewide, as the article pointed out. But it has also been interesting to me that the city of Yucca Valley did recently ban allowing medical marijuana dispensaries within their city boundaries. So here we have Desert Hot Springs, barely a half hour away or less, producing marijuana that's being shipped to Orange County. Yet in Yucca Valley, the residents voted no on medical marijuana dispensaries. Interesting story there. And here's a final story, again, from C1077, published February 4th, 2016. The article title is State Revises Local Water Conservation Goals Down. And here's what it reads. Morongo Basin residents will be getting a little break in how much they are mandated by the state to reduce their water usage. The State Water Resources Control Board met Tuesday in Sacramento and extended its emergency drought regulations through October, but the Water Board also revised the state's mandated conservation goals in consideration of certain factors that influence water use, such as desert heat. Joshua Basin Water District customers will benefit the most from the relaxed regulations. Previously, they were required to reduce their water consumption by 28%. Under the revised regulations, it's now 20%. 29 Palms Water District customers now have to reduce water use by 24% instead of 28%, and residents in the High Desert Water District have to reduce water usage 13% instead of 16%. The new round of regulations takes effect February 13th. So based on what I have heard of meeting the 28% requirement in water reduction in the from Joshua Basin Water District, that was met for a month, and many people were happy, but then water usage increased again. So the 28% cutback was not met in a relatively short period of time. So if it's being reduced down to 20%, then I'm assuming that this will not be a problem at all for Joshua Basin Water District to meet that cutback in water usage. Good to know. That's all the news I have for now. If I missed something that you feel is important and should be covered, then please let me know. I'm always looking forward to hearing from the community about interesting events happening in the area regarding renewable energy, construction, environmental conservation initiatives, and related. I know that I try to cover a lot of issues and stay abreast about what's happening, but really it's about you, the listener, who contributes content and, again, gives me tips, and hopefully if I can get a writer soon, gives us tips about information to cover, and it's really appreciated. Again, helps us find out what's important to you and what's important in the community. Go to laurenelofthehighdesert.com for more information about events, local news, as well as resources in general. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope all of you have a great week.